Okay, let's check this one out. It says, when your man texts you saying he's on his way home from work, but you haven't done ish all day but scroll through TikTok. Now, yeah, see, this is a problem. A lot of women nowadays, I feel like, are coming to the conclusion that, hey, we actually do want to be stay-at-home moms and wives. This working hard day in, day out for 40 years ain't for me. Okay, but then when you grant a woman that privilege, is she gonna hold up her end of the bargain? All I'm asking, look, clean up the house, cook some food. That's all you gotta do all day. Just clean up the house, which probably could take an hour and a half, and cook another hour and a half. So max 3 hours of work. But what seems to happen a lot of the time when the woman is just at home all day is she finds another pogo stick to ride on in her spare time. They say an idle mind is the devil's playground. So they feed you this dream of, oh yeah, I'm gonna cook, I'm gonna clean. Just look, just you go to work, I'll stay home and take care of the house. But then what if she don't take care of the house? Should you kick her to the curb after like a week or 2, 3 weeks, 2, 3 months of her not holding up her end of the bargain? She end up just finding another dude to cheat with or sit on her, you know what, and be on TikTok all day. So you gotta be real careful with that, fellas. And really, I wouldn't suggest doing it unless she has your kids. I don't know if she's scaring off any criminals though, for real. They probably think I beat and put her to sleep before she didn't, panicked and got that out the holster.
Had a date with this beautiful woman. I brought her back to the house, lit some candles, and let her pick any flavor of ramen noodle that she wanted. I had them all. I said, "Baby, you can get two. Mix and match. This is how I'm living."
Hey, real talk. Like I said in other videos, when a woman really feeling you, she ride with it. She roll with it. When a woman have all these standards of what all you gotta do and where all you gotta take her and what all you gotta have to get with her, she don't really like you. When a chick really feeling you like that, she don't care what y'all do or what y'all eat, long as she get to be around you.
She pepper sprayed me twice and left. I couldn't see.
My life without children is vapious. And it's inane and it's pointless. And you may sit here and think that your career matters, but the truth is that your job will fire you at a whim and
That's right.
don't give a solitary
That's
shit.
so
And
true.
when you're 52 and you're past it with no grandchildren in a house by yourself and all your friends have grandchildren in this beautiful life and you're sitting there by yourself, do you think the fact that you can afford a few extra Gucci bags is going to genuinely make you feel happy? I was at my
No, it's not. Ladies, I'm trying to help you out. Hot girl summers get old. It's only so much traveling you could do with your girlfriends. Really. It's only so many tropical drinks you could cheers with. Especially when, like, okay, all your other friends are getting married and settling down and having kids, and it's getting to the point where you like the last one left, and now you mad at them and resent them and they husbands because they left you behind. It's not gonna be a good look at 40 and 50. I'm trying to tell you. I'm not saying this to be a big meanie. Or be that other word that you guys like to use so much that end with a T. I'm telling you, like, no kids, not married at 45, 50, it's not glamorous. Especially when you're looking at everybody else and they moved on with their life.
My grandmother's 93rd birthday. I looked there. My grandmother had 9 children because there was my father and 8 more. They all had a bunch of kids, blah, blah, blah. I stood there and I looked at my 93-year-old grandmother, and there was a room, a whole room full with maybe 70 people that came from that one woman. Isn't that remarkable? That nobody cared about her career. Nobody asked what job she did. Nobody asked how many times she went to the club. Nobody asked if she had time to go to festivals. No. You had 70 sentient beings, including myself, full of life from one woman who dedicated herself to being a mother and a good wife. That is beautiful.
When your man watching TV and he watching the TV, you fix him some snacks. Then get the fuck out the way. Come back doing a commercial and suck his d Why a man will fall in love with
I feel like in relationships, women want to be desired. They want passion and connection. And I feel like men want peace and quiet and comfort. And those two things just have a really hard time existing together.
And that's what I say all the time. Like, women love chaos a lot of the time. Sorry, ladies. But I mean, you know it's true. And men want peace. So this whole saying about oh, I'll be your piece. That's cap. I don't know many women. I'm sure they're out there, but I don't know many women who go through life and everything is peaceful around them and they just cause nothing but peace everywhere they go. If anything, stress, chaos, drama. Yeah, I've seen that. I'm just saying what I've seen.